Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Doran on paternity leave. Callis not here. It's me and the beloved intern Dom DiTommaso. And now the equally as beloved Brian Batko from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette joining us on the Fan Hotline. Good morning, Brian, and Happy New Year. How you doing?
Great morning, Crowley. I think I need paternity leave now more than I did when my kids were born. With them being off school for the last 2 weeks, like, this is really when you need it, but I need leave from them. That's the issue.
Well, here's the other thing you don't know when you're a kid and you're having fun at, like, the beach on vacation. When you go on vacation with kids as a parent, it's not vacation. It's just the same life you always live, but at somebody else's house. And in some ways, that makes it harder.
Yeah, my wife just refers to it as parenting somewhere else. So, that's pretty accurate. But this is the first year with both of our kids in school and my son in kindergarten. And thus, it's the first year that I'm really feeling the Christmas break doldrums and obstacles and challenges. But, yeah, obviously, I love my kids.
Love my kids too, but they tend to get stir crazy this time of the year. Took them sledding for the first time yesterday, though, Brian.
How'd that go?
My almost 2-year-old hated it with a burning passion, and she doesn't like the snow whatsoever. My 6-year-old, she'd still be out there now after doing it for 24 hours if it was up to her.
Yeah, we did it the last big snowfall that we had, and it went well for a while until one of my kids' feet were just like frozen icicles. Inside the boots, because of course they didn't wear all the proper snow gear that they should and complained about trying to put on extra layers. So, play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. But it's generally fun, and maybe we'll try it again later today after I cover Steelers practice at Acrisure Stadium, not the UPMC Rooney Sports Complex.
Mike Tomlin preparing the guys for the elements, and we'll find out who is going to be among the healthy guys out there on the field today. I'm going to run through some of these guys, and I know that we'll get more information later, but you tell me if right now Brian Batko thinks they're playing in this game. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Trent Jordan Watt.
Yes.
How much do you think he'll play?
I don't know. I mean, I think it might depend on how the game's going. Like, I think we're supposed to hear from TJ finally today for the first time since that very ominous update announcement from the Steelers. What was it? A few days before Steelers Dolphins on Monday Night Football. That's how long ago it's been since he's been mum on his dry needling and collapsed lung incident. So I guess, we can probably ask him. I'm sure he'll say that's a question for the coaches, but I think I look at it this way, that he has taken all the way up until week 18 to return from what's a serious injury, but one that, it seemed like he was out there moving around okay last week. That makes me think that it wasn't a, hey, I'm going to ease back into it. It was more of a, all right, I took more time to ramp up so that when I do come back, I'm able to play as much as I need to. It's easy to say that though during the week versus actually being back out there between the lines and playing at NFL speed.
Brian Batko with us here. He, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. He's on the Fan Hotline. Isaac Seumalo expected to go, correct?
Yes.
And that would be big, I'd think, given the absence of Darnell Washington. Then that way Spencer Anderson can be the extra tight end.
Yeah, I agree. I think the Anderson package is, obviously, it's still able to be utilized when you've got Andres Pete in there at left guard. But I just think it gets a little bit clunky when you're running him in and out of there. So I think it's kind of a hidden edge to have Seumalo back full strength, and Anderson can just focus solely on that role of being the extra lineman. And you're right, without your usual sixth lineman, the seventh lineman slides up. So I would think that they'll try to play ball control a decent bit in this one and establish themselves on the ground. You got any more injury ones?
I do. Malik Harrison.
Yes, I think so.
Brandon Echols. I think this is a huge one.
Groins are tough, but the fact that he was able to even be limited the last couple of days makes me think that, hey, I'm going to say yes to basically all of these, Crowley, because I think this is a situation where you might as well just fire all your bullets. I mean, what can you really wait for in this win or go home game? So even if someone's not 100%. If you can get them out there just situationally, there's really no reason to try to preserve anyone for the playoff push. You got to have all hands on deck to beat the Ravens.
Do you expect the offense to be markedly better, given that they're playing against a worse defense at home, and now you know what not to do without DK Metcalf? Or am I being too optimistic?
Well, I was going to take an optimistic bent to this answer and say, markedly better, sure, but markedly better than what we saw in Cleveland might still be like, what, 17 points?
Yeah.
20 points? You're more than doubling your output, but you could still be ramming your head into a wall at times. I look at it this way. I think they're going to be able to impose their will at times against this Ravens front, but I still really worry about moving the ball through the air without DK. I'm just not really sure where you go. I think the Ravens secondary, though, it got torched by Malik Willis. I think they can man up against this group and make things tough on Aaron Rodgers as far as guys getting open. I think that's kind of the subtext of everything we've discussed ad nauseum for the last 5 or 6 days is, yeah, it wasn't great from Aaron, and not having DK was more of like a functional challenge that they hadn't dealt with all year, but guys just weren't separating, and it wasn't as easy to do when, multiple players, MVS, Thielen talked about how, even if it wasn't, hey, we lost 6 catches for 80 yards from DK, it was, we lost him taking up 2 bodies
right
on the backside of a play and allowing a guy to run a precise route and be where Aaron needs him to be. So I still think that while the offense will be better, maybe not, it's hard to be optimistic that it'll be much better. And I'm so intrigued by this game, Crowley, because this is just going to be a battle of wills. I think the Ravens are going to come in here and say, we are going to be bigger, tougher, more physical than you, and we're going to run it right down your throat on your home field to make the playoffs. And it's up to the Steelers to say, no, you're not doing that for what, the 4th time in a row here, albeit the last one was in a Steelers win.
Well, to that end, this is why you did everything you did this offseason with Harmon and Y.A. Black, and you talked as much as you did about the run defense. Do you think the Steelers are up to the task of slowing Derrick Henry down?
No, I don't. I think it's going to go much the same way, not just because of Henry, but with Lamar coming back. And I guess the wild card here is, if Lamar really is hobbled by this back injury that I listened to his interview with Ravens reporters yesterday out of curiosity, and it seemed like the quiet part that wasn't really getting said out loud by a lot of them was like, how did you miss a do or die game in Green Bay with a back injury, and then all of a sudden you're good enough to go play in this one? Like it's a pretty small needle to thread there, but Lamar basically said, yeah, I couldn't really move around well. I trusted Tyler Huntley to go get it done. But then somebody even asked like, well, if he didn't, your season would be over.
Right.
So, it's sort of funky what's going on with him right now in Baltimore. He shot down a lot of the speculation and rumors as best as he could yesterday in his interview. But, I say all that to say, if Lamar is his usual self, then I think it's a really difficult 2-pronged running attack to deal with. And even if he's not, I don't know if John Harbaugh is thinking this way, but I would be thinking this way. If Lamar's out there laboring to move around and struggling, just put in Tyler Huntley and, get creative with it, because much like the Steelers in their injury woes, you can't hold anything back now, to quote, what is it, Major League?
That's right. And I actually would, if I were Harbaugh, I'd play Huntley. Like there's no way.
From the jump.
And I get it. There's all that you've already alluded to and talked about that's being reported in Baltimore about the relationship between the quarterback and the head coach and how Lamar's handled himself this year. But I think you got to go with the healthy dude. And I think that would help him not outthink himself. We saw no Lamar, and it was 36 carries for Derrick Henry. I think if Lamar's out there, you might see Harbaugh do what he's done so often against the Steelers, outcoach himself.
Potentially, but I don't think you can worry about that. I think when you have Lamar Jackson and he says he's good enough to go and he's feeling healthy, you got to play him. But my, I guess, twist on that, to sort of your point, Crowley, is that I wouldn't hesitate to go to Huntley if it just doesn't look right. And I'd say, hey, Lamar, I'm saving you from yourself, man. And like you said last week, we're putting the guy out there who maybe gives us a little better chance to win right now.
Brian Batko joining us, he, of course, from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. A segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. All right, bigger picture here. Is there a chance in your mind that this could be Mike Tomlin's final game as Steelers head coach?
Yeah, I think there's a chance. Not because they would just come out with a Black Monday three paragraphs on Steelers masthead and say, we've terminated Mike Tomlin effective immediately. I can't envision a world where that would ever happen. But if they lose this, and the amount of negativity that's going to be associated with not just this one, but the Browns debacle a week ago, at some point, 19 years in, everyone could be your last, whether it ends on a great note, decent note, or terrible note. So, yeah, I think there's absolutely a chance that he decides, or maybe there truly is a come-to-Jesus conversation between the two sides, and decide that, yeah, it's best for everyone to get a fresh start and a change of scenery.
Do you feel like it's more likely that Rodgers is a Steeler next year than not?
No, I wouldn't go that far, because I think there are more than two dynamics at play there. I don't think it's an either or coin flip. I'd say this much. I am in a position where I think it's a coin flip of whether he plays football in the NFL next year. So within that side of the 50-50, I don't think the Steelers are 100%. I think he even alluded to it Wednesday that, you know, somebody else could be interested in him. He said he could have options. So even if he says, hey, I'll come back for another year, I mean, he's the unrestricted free agent here. The ball is in his court. If he wants to sniff around out there, hey, is there a team with a little better supporting cast? Is there a team that plays indoors in a dome that maybe I could go to and be even more comfortable when I'm finishing up my age 43 season? So, yeah, I'm not really sure what to make of Rodgers, because you've seen some good and you've seen some bad in recent weeks. But I certainly am more open to the idea of him continuing to play than when we went into week one at MetLife Stadium. And I would assume he probably is, too.
Do you think the outcome of this game factors into it at all? I mean, he did stay mostly healthy this year, broke his wrist, obviously. But, I mean, here he is in the final game of the season for all the marbles, and he's able to go. Do you think whether they win or lose matters in his mind or the Steelers' mind?
I think it could, but without really being able to get inside of Aaron Rodgers' psyche, like, does a loss mean that you want to come back because you're hungry to not end another year without a playoff run? That's the funny thing, is I think most of us on the outside, or at least in Pittsburgh, were like, yeah, his Jets career was so tragic and so sad by the end that you got to give it another go somewhere else where maybe you'll at least have a chance to return to postseason football. And for a really long time, it looked like that was going to happen here. And now all of a sudden, if it doesn't, where does that leave him? Is it a sour taste in his mouth? Is it a bitter taste in his mouth? Or is it just one of resignation? Or if they win, is that kind of like, all right, now I've gotten this feeling back at least for one more game, being in the big dance. So I don't know, but yeah, I think what happens today, or excuse me, what happens this weekend could have an impact, whether he's getting crushed and it looks really bad and he just decides, all right, enough's enough for me. Or if he plays well and we're singing the tune Monday morning of Aaron Rodgers led the Steelers into the playoffs with momentum, then yeah, maybe that changes it the other way as well.
Brian, I'm guessing based on your tone and how you feel like Derrick Henry's going to play in this one that you think the Ravens are going to win the game?
Yeah, I do. I think I am going to pick the Ravens, but the AFC North, probably, it's been absurd all season long. Every time you think you have it figured out, something else weird occurs. So it's a fool's errand to feel strongly about anybody emerging from this division all the way until the final hours, minutes, and seconds of it being contested.
Brian, this was wonderful. It always is. I'm happy you had a great morning, and we'll talk to you soon, I hope.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, buddy.
See you, Adam. Happy New Year.
Same to you. What a man. Brian Batko, the Batconian mongoose, says Starkey refers to him as. There we go. What's the best nickname that Starkey gives?
I mean, City Limits has become Austin's name. So that's up there.
I get why Austin was not a fan of it initially, but we all call him Limits now, and I think it's pretty freaking cool, actually.
Yeah.
What up, Limits? That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Do you have one? Did he get you with one?
He just calls me Intern Dom.
Yeah. Do you want to stop being referred to as Intern Dom?
At this point, it really doesn't matter to
Part-time
me.
Part-time Dom?
Yeah, that's worse. I think Intern Dom is better.
Well, there's Part-time Pomp.
There is Part-time Pomp. But you can call Pomp anything, and he's still the Bob father, you know?
Yeah.
Does he have a nickname for you, Starkey?
No, he does not.
Do you guys interact a lot?
I love Joe. He's one of my favorite people.
Well, that's not what I asked. I know you love Joe.
I know. You know what I'm doing.
I know what you're doing.
We don't interact a lot. I mean, we do between shows and at station events, but
right. He's
never been over to my basement to watch sporting events or anything, nor have I been invited to his. Well, you know what? We got to change that. I would love to hang out with Starkey outside of the office. He didn't invite me whenever he watched chicken wings. I ate chicken wings and watched the NCAA tournament last year at Archie's. He went. I didn't get invited. It was ridiculous.
I haven't been invited to your basement.
What are you doing after this?
Sleeping.
You want to sleep down there? I got a pull-out couch.
Is that true?
I do.
Is there a TV down there?
Yes.
Do you have HBO?
Of course I do.
I could be intrigued.
What are you watching?
I don't know.
Great. Texas brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. I'm going to get the people going coming up next. Are you ready? Keep the boo birds in your back pocket till the clock hits zero on Sunday night.
To the fans who've been critical this season to stay highly engaged and energized being the home crowd.
No message at all. That's our job to make sure that we have the appropriate engagement. And so I'm committed to that component of it.
I do this every once in a while. I become the fan police. And you're not supposed to tell fans how to behave. Blah, blah, blah. They're the paying customer. Listen, I'm a Steelers fan. You know that. I'm wearing my Ben Roethlisberger Color Rush jersey today. I got my Steelers tassel cap on because it's cold in here, even though it says 72 degrees. I want the Steelers to win every game. I want the Steelers to win the Super Bowl. I am planning on attending in the frigid cold if the Steelers should host a home playoff game this year. I am one of you. I grew up watching every game with my family. Now I feel like a caller where I'm listing my bona fides. If you listen to this show longer than a fart, you know I'm a Steelers fan. Sometimes I have to tell the people how to behave at these games. And I think that our show should get some kind of credit for the initial fire Tomlin chants when they came out against Buffalo. We asked the question, will, if this becomes a low point, the fans do something they've never done before? And that's called for Tomlin's head. And then it happened. I am telling you not to do that on Sunday. Do not call for Tomlin's job until the clock hits zero if they lose the game. And here's why. Nobody blows a lead like the damn Baltimore Ravens. You need to be behind the team. You need to stick with the team. You need to fire them up. No booing renegade, none of that nonsense. If the Steelers are within 11 points in the fourth quarter, they got a shot. No team in NFL history has blown more fourth quarter leads in a 5-year period than the Ravens have since 2020. So I'm not necessarily expecting another bad start from the Steelers. Shoot, last time they played the Ravens, they were up 17-3. But should they fall behind, it doesn't mean this one's over. And that spits in the face of what I was bitching about on Monday, where Tomlin says, oh, the start's just the start. Da-da-da-da-da. Generally, I don't subscribe to that theory, that the start's just the start. No, you want to come out fast. But if they should not, hang in there with the boys, because they can make a fiery, historic comeback against the Ravens in a winner-take-all game, the way that they did in an almost winner-take-all game, and it was for the victor, in the Immaculate Extension game. If the Steelers are within shouting distance entering the fourth quarter, I still think that Harbaugh, Lamar, and Henry could screw it up. So hang in there. 412-928-9370. 9370. Your thoughts on that, Dom?
I'm going to level with you. I wasn't really listening.
What?
Sorry, Batco was texting me and I'm trying to do other stuff, so I apologize.
Batco was on 8 minutes ago.
I know. We were having an off-air conversation. He thinks I should keep the intern Dom nickname.
Well, you might never work here again if you're not going to listen to the show you're producing.
It's real nice, Crowley.
I feel like Harry Callis is here.
Oh, real? That's real nice, Adam.
And I love Harry. I love Harry more than you. I hate to say it.
No, then as you should. Just, you know, we were getting
I just
along,
know him better.
We were getting along really well, and you're gonna pull that card?
I said don't boo, don't chant for Tomlin's firing on Sunday because the Ravens blow.
Who are you to tell fans what to do?
That's what I'm doing right now. I am a fan.
Now I'm a fan. The fans can do what they want. Boo him, chant fire Tomlin. I don't think he's going to care one way or the other. Now, is it a bad look if they're down by 3 in the fourth quarter and people are booing and chanting fire Tomlin? Yes.
That's what I'm saying. I think it's a bad look if they're down by 11 in the fourth quarter and they're booing and saying fire Tomlin. Because if there's damn time on the clock, the Ravens could blow the lead, man.
Yeah, sure. I agree with you. If the
Thank
game
you.
Is out of... if the
So don't do it. You know, Molsey says all the time, it's a bad look if we sit here and tell fans how to behave. No, I'm a fan. I'm a fan. I have no problem sharing my opinion. I plan on spending my hard-earned money, of which I have so much. I plan to spend my money to freeze my nards off and watch the Steelers, and I wouldn't do it. Not in this game. Now, if they lose and the clock's at 0, all hell breaks loose. Because a texter writes in, you're bipolar. Do you want him fired or don't you? Of course I want him fired. I want him fired 3 years ago. I'm tired of this nonsense where every year looks exactly the freaking same. I'm tired of it. But I don't believe it when players and coaches say that it doesn't get to them when things can turn negative in a stadium. I think the hardest place to play for any professional or college team is a home stadium that is turned on you. And I'm just telling you, until that clock hits 0, it's a game. Because these Ravens don't know how to hold on to a lead. And Rodgers almost brought the Steelers back last week. And if the referee makes the right call, probably would have on the pass interference. So I'm just saying, positivity. Make Acrisure a tough place for the Ravens to play on Sunday, not for the Steelers to play. And if they lose, then I would expect 68,000 people, myself included, to be chanting fire Tomlin. But the Ravens, they blow leads in a way that would make 2012 West Virginia Mountaineer fans blush. That's a reference that probably most of you didn't get. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, the fire Tomlin chant should happen right after, and the home of the brave. Look, last week was a fireable offense. It was. I get it. I want him gone. Believe you me. But I want more football. And I think the crowd has an impact. And I think if it gets negative early, would have a negative impact. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, $100 on Steelers money line and Hayward to score, payout $1,800. We're talking Connor Hayward, right? Not Cam.
No, I would imagine it's Connor.
If it's Cam, it would be like $1,000,000.
So you're going to the game on Sunday?
Well, now I feel like I have to because I just told fans how to behave.
Well, I thought the whole point was that you were also going to the game.
I'm going to a playoff game if they get there.
Oh, well, you should go to the game on Sunday. I bet ticket prices are out the ass.
They are high, which I think is a good sign. I don't think people have given up quite yet. I think we were all ready to give up on Sunday. We were all ready to give up on Monday. I believe that they can win this game. I don't believe they can win a playoff game. But we'll cross that bridge if and when we get there. Texter, you're trying to make yourself feel better by saying the Ravens coach sucks too. Isn't that a shameful way of having to think? Yes! As a matter of fact, it is a shameful way of having to think. If the Steelers are playing any other team with the same stakes this week, I probably would pick the other team to win. But I've seen Harbaugh in this stadium. I saw Harbaugh this year against the Patriots do stupid stuff to yank victory or to yank defeat from the jaws of victory. And I think all the negative things we can say about Tomlin, we can say about Harbaugh too, and his quarterback's not healthy, and they're playing on the road. I'm more pessimistic about the Ravens than I am optimistic about the Steelers. I want to be clear on that. But whatever way you get to the end of the game with the Steelers having more points than the Ravens, don't really care how you got there. Texter, tickets are like $80. No, that's not that high.
Well, for a part-time producer, that's high.
What if you and I go to the game together?
I have plans.
Wow. I was just going to offer to pay.
Oh, well, that changes things. I'll cancel my plans if you're paying.
What are your plans, if you don't mind me asking?
Me and one of my buddies from school were going to go downtown and hang out. And then he's going to the game with his dad. So then I was going to leave and, I don't know, maybe go to a bar or just back to my place.
So it wasn't me. It was the $80 bill that was going to keep you from going to the game with me.
It wasn't anti-being with you. It was anti-$80.
So if I pay $80, you will go to the game with me.
Yes.
Damn it, I was really hoping you wouldn't take me up on it. Now I feel like I have to go.
No, you don't have to. No, please, do not feel obligated. But just know, I will accept the offer.
Texter.
I'll buy you a beer.
I'm going to boo louder now. I'm not drinking during January. I'm doing one of them things.
Well, for like a weight thing, or is it just like a sober January?
It has nothing to do with being sober. Everything to do with I need to get back in shape.
Drink those Surfsides, like the vodka stuff.
What are those from a caloric standpoint?
I don't know.
Less than beer.
Yeah, less than beer. That's all that matters. I'll buy you one. They're like $5.
There's no way they're $5.
Yes, okay. At Acrosure, they might be like $10. We'll split it.
Yeah, there you go. Texter, you consider $82 get-in price high? I thought it was higher than that, TBH.
I'm checking ticket prices because I'm not sure about this.
But also, they were like $14 for the Dolphins Monday night game. So when we're talking cheap, that's what I was thinking by cheap.
Cheapest tickets right now, according to SeatGeek. Needs to load here. Give me a second. Please talk, Crowley.
Yeah, loading. There you go. That's good radio. Texter, Crowley, what's up, man? It's Nick, guy who still wants your pullover. I'm so fired up, man. If they make the playoffs and you go to the game, is there a chance I can meet you? Of course. Of course, we'll hang out. And you can buy my pullover off me to pay for the tickets.
So cheapest tickets for
$1,000.
For one ticket, it's $100. Two tickets, it's actually less expensive. If you get two, it's around $80, $88. So single tickets are more expensive.
Get one for $100 or two for $160. That ain't bad.
Might as well get two.
412-928-9370. How about this? Donnie Football with the text. I'll chip in and help with Dom's ticket. You guys can come say hi at the casino.
Oh, my God.
I can't take Don. I can't take his money.
Why not?
He's on a producer's salary, too.
Nah, Donnie does very well for himself. Although he does have a big wedding coming up. So.
That's right. Texter, Surfsides are dangerous. Don't do it, Crowley. I'm an adult. I can handle myself.
That bar fight I almost got into was
fueled by souls.
Yeah.
I was at the local watering hole on Tuesday night, and I saw a guy. He walked in the door. Even his hair was drunk. This guy, I've never seen somebody still functioning, but being that clearly inebriated. It was my dad. Your call's coming up next at 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. And we're going to do a different twist on odds and ends. We're not going to rip off Doran's segment while he's not here. It'll actually hurt me in the soul, which almost gave me an aneurysm, but then didn't because I think it's obvious. They write, what happens if the Steelers and Ravens tie? Well, the Steelers win the division. Because the Steelers would be 9-6-1, the Ravens would be 8-8-1. So the Steelers would technically have 9.5 wins. The Ravens would have 9 wins. Bang! Oh. There's now nothing that I want more on the face of the earth than for the Steelers and Ravens to tie. The drama? Are you kidding me? A tie to get the Steelers into the playoffs? I mean, the most Mike Tomlin thing of all time. Let's go to Todd in Hopewell. Hi, Todd. Todd.
Hey, a couple things. Yep. First of all, love the show, man. I listen to it all day while I'm working. It's
Thank
a
you.
Great show. But Acrisure Stadium is no home field advantage for the Steelers. They don't play well there, especially in big games. Just look at the playoffs the last time they've been at home. And the last game in Baltimore, they had a couple calls that went their way. One was the touchdown that wasn't, and the other one was the guy running up the middle to block the field goal, and they called a penalty on it or something. He never even touched the center. I hope the Steelers win. If they don't win, I don't really care. But I want the stadium loud and booing Tomlin if they lose. I want him to know and feel the wrath before he walks off that field.
Agreed, Todd. Thank you for the call at 412-928-9370. If the Steelers lose, there should be 68,000 people in full throat chanting for his firing. Because you'd have lost two games in a row, one against a three-win team to win the AFC North, and the other game's at home, and their quarterback's not healthy. And you generally win your final game of the season at home. They're 11-1 in regular season finales at home since 2000. They're 20-5 overall in regular season finales. No excuse. I know they're an underdog. They're not an underdog in my book. You're at home. You've had the division almost wrapped up. It's all on you. And if it doesn't happen, yeah, we let him hear it when the clock hits zero. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, how about a tie where the Ravens miss a field goal with no time left in overtime? Buddy, inject it into my veins. And Dom and I are going to go. Dom, what are we doing all day Sunday? You and me, buddy. I'm coming to hang out with your friend and his dad, and we'll drink beers. I've given up on the dry January thing already, and it'll be great.
This is awesome.
And Donnie will pay for your ticket.
Yeah, by the way, it sounds like it's confirmed that Donnie's going to pay for the ticket.
What do you mean? Now, you've talked to him.
No, but if he texted you, it's already out in the ether. We can't walk it back now.
I'm not letting him pay for your ticket. I'll pay for your ticket, for God's sakes. Can't let Donnie do it. Merry Christmas, Donnie and Dom. We're going to the Steeler game. Fan weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Kickoff temps around 20 degrees. Maybe we shouldn't go. Again, weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Let's go quickly to Jonathan and Plum before a new edition of Odds and Ends. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
You got it, bud. I'm great.
So, well, I'm going to sum it down real quick. Three things are either going to happen on Sunday. We're going to get a 50-50 Lamar Jackson, who's going to either crap the bed or play like Lamar Jackson. Tyler Huntley and Derrick Henry are going to run the ball down our throats, or like you said, we're going to end in the tie, which I would love to see.
I just don't think Lamar is going to run over the Steelers. I think them playing Lamar will have them overthinking stuff. And I think Lamar, who's been prone to making mistakes, thank you, Jonathan, against the Steelers, if he's not 100%, and how could he be, I think he's going to make a few. I think he's more likely to turn the ball over a couple of times in this game than Rodgers. I don't think that's even a hot take. I just think that's a case. All right. Quickly, we got one more, and then we're going to do the odds and ends. Do you have odds and ends music back there? We haven't talked about it.
Give me a minute here.
I'll give you a minute. We'll talk to Dave in the north side. Hi, Dave.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning.
Peachy.
Yeah. Me and our guys are sitting here, man. We all played ball, college ball, a couple pro professional players. And we're just sitting there listening. And it's like you would think that the city would be up and we're geek for the game. There's nothing like a championship game, last game of the season for the Marble.
I'm geek too, right? Man. I'm geek. I'm right there with you.
You all are geek to fire Tomlin. This is all you're talking about.
Hold on.
If we lose.
Hold on.
No one has said, we believe the Steelers are going to, we, and it's about 11 of us, and we believe the Steelers is going to beat them handily.
Well, I don't think the Steelers, you want me to lie to you? I'm not going to lie to you. I don't think they're going to beat them handily.
I don't want you to lie. You're going to give us your thoughts. I'm talking about what we think.
Oh, okay.
All right? We think that the Steelers is going to beat them handily. They got that bad game out the way, Cleveland, which was terrible. That was on Aaron Rodgers, though. He missed open. That wasn't a common defense play. That was on Aaron Rodgers.
It was on Rodgers, sure, but any wins on Tomlin and any losses on Tomlin.
The city should be geeked up, man. This is a championship game.
I'm with you.
We're like, the tent's going to be filled. The blue tent's going to be filled on Sunday night. Because it's going to be Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like it used to be back in the old days. Right. Here's the problem, and thank you so much for the call, Dave, and thanks for all you guys out there listening. I'm geeked up, too. It's not going to be like the old days because the league doesn't allow for that anymore. But I do think you could see the tent filled up a bunch. I mean, Aaron Rodgers could break a hip. Adam Thielen is also 75 years old. Lamar Jackson, he got injured diving for a first down because he tweaked his back. Oh, my God. Like, that's how guys get hurt anymore. Rodgers running around. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Someone get me the machine that we all got in our grandparents' house where they could sit on it and they could ride up the stairs. That's why the blue tent would be filled up. Do you have music?
So Callis doesn't label things properly, so I think I have the music. I guess we'll find out if it's the right one or not, but I got something.
Yeah, we don't need it. Doesn't it just...
Well, if I have it, let me just play it.
Yeah,
you tell
play
me.
It. We'll just see what it's like. Oh, it's perfect. Instead of doing the normal where we rip through all the stat lines, I got two questions for Dom. Number one, what does Derrick Henry's stat line roughly need to look like if the Steelers win this game?
Oh, for the Steelers to win?
Yeah.
Less than 3 touchdowns, less than 150 yards.
Holy, so he can have 149 and 2 tutties and the Steelers win?
Yeah, because I think they're going to win 2017. And I think most of their points are going to come on the ground. And most of their yards are going to come on the ground because I don't trust Lamar. So I think he can still have a relatively good game and they can end up winning.
He rushed 25 times for 93 yards the first time around. I think if they hold him to that, they win. I think their best chance for victory is high volume, decent yards per carry, enough where they feel like they should keep force feeding him the football. And then when rubber meets the road, they go, oh, well, you know what? It hasn't been working. Bang, it's Lamar time. And then Lamar can't do it because he's hurt. I think like 25 for 100, and you're right there. And a touchdown. Because he's scoring a touchdown in this game. What do you think he will do?
I think he will do what I said they need to hold him to. I think he'll have 2 touchdowns and rush for a 125.
I'm going 25.
Yards?
No.
Touchdowns.
Oh, if he... 25 carries for about 100 yards. Steelers slow him down enough to put it on Lamar, and they win the game. What does Aaron Rodgers need to throw for the Steelers to win?
Good question. I would say 175, a touchdown.
Really? Now, so you think he just needs to manage the game?
Yes, because I do trust Jaylen Warren. I'll say 2 touchdowns.
Aaron Rodgers' passing prop in this game. What have I done? Over under 210.5. I think he needs to be up closer to 300.
300?
I don't think.
Oh, my God.
I don't think you move the ball on the ground against Baltimore. I think you move it through the air.
Jaylen Warren's looked pretty good the past month.
They got away from the run against Cleveland, which drives me nuts. But we saw against Baltimore the first time around, the Steelers couldn't run it at all. 4 carries and 15 yards for Gainwell, 8 for 13 for Warren, 284 for Rodgers. I'm not optimistic he can get to 300 without DK Metcalf, but can he get around 250, 275 and cash in the red zone? Ravens' red zone defense is good. I think that's what it has to look like. And I think that it will. And I think Gainwell's a big part of the game plan, but catching the ball.
Well, if they let him throw the ball, which I have said all season, they should just let him throw the ball. I think he could get to close to 300. But sometimes they're too conservative with him. And it infuriates me because he still has the arm. He still has the strength and the talent and the whole thing that he's had for 20 years.
I think he's going to have a nice game. Their pass rush is non-existent. The Bengals' pass rush, non-existent. I think arguably his two best games as a Steeler were against the Bengals in the game that Freiermuth's touchdown should have won him, and against the Ravens in the first matchup. Rodgers can sling it. Rodgers can move within the pocket if he feels like he's going to have time. At home and against this pass rush, he should have time. And that extra second should be enough to help these non-DK Metcalfs get open. Need a little extra time to get open. And the corners for Baltimore are nowhere near as good as Cleveland's. All right, we will give you our full game predictions, our players of the game coming up next in the deciding game between the Ravens and the Steelers for AFC North. 5 minutes, and then I'm out of here to eat charcuterie. We got all kind of leftover charcuterie. Are you a charcuterie board guy, Dom?
That's like the cheese and the meats and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm all in.
It's the best. My wife got some kind of creamy cheese. That came out wrong.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. The cheese she bought, there's like honey infused in it. I love the sweet cheese. Love it. Sweet, creamy cheese. You kidding me? And then some aged sharp cheddar. Bunch of different varieties of crackers. Got the capicola. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
What do you mean honey-infused cheese? I've never heard of that before.
I like the sweet cheeses. Like, you ever get the cheese with, like, the blueberry crumbles on top?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I love that kind of stuff.
I love cheese.
Are you a sauerkraut and pork guy?
Yeah, no.
Because we got a ton of that left over, and I love it. It's one of my favorite meals of the year. I love it.
That's insanity.
With some mashed potatoes.
After work yesterday, I stopped at Wendy's on the way home because I didn't want pork and sauerkraut. Hmm.
Means you're going to have a bad year. It's supposed to be good luck.
Okay.
But I didn't eat all the seven fishes on Christmas Eve.
Is that bad luck?
You're supposed to eat all seven fishes, and if you don't, bad luck. But then I ate the sauerkraut, which means good luck.
So it negates the bad luck.
So it's probably just going to be me. I determine my own luck.
That's awesome.
Which is how life actually works.
All this bad luck, good luck stuff, nobody knows what the hell they're talking about.
I don't buy it. I never believe
in
any of that stuff.
Days.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so charcuterie at home. Who's your player of the game? Give me a final score prediction.
Steelers 2017, player of the game. I'll say Aaron Rodgers. Screw it.
We're not allowed to say the quarterback.
Why not?
It's too easy. Low-hanging fruit.
Okay, how about Joey Porter Jr.?
Not allowed to say it.
Okay. Well, this was a fun exercise.
Second-round pick, low-hanging fruit. It's got to be someone off the beaten path.
How about MVS?
Not allowed because that's not happening.
It's a good point.
You can pick whoever you want.
Well, I gave you
three
people.
I like JPJ. That's
a
good one.
Thank you.
I am going with Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
But because we don't do quarterbacks, I think the key to unlocking Rodgers is Matthew Freiermuth. It is time. Unleash the Muth. I think when we come in here on Monday and we are talking about a Steelers victory that leads them to the postseason, we are talking about Pat Freiermuth having an impact on this one. Like 80 yards, handful of catches, a touchdown. And Aaron Rodgers, Rogue Rodgers, leads the Steelers to victory. And I also think we are spending a ton of time on Monday talking about a boneheaded decision by Mike Tomlin and a boneheaded decision times two by Harbaugh. I think it's going to be a poorly coached game, and Harbaugh is going to out-poorly coach Mike Tomlin. Bang! How about that?
Wow!
Steelers, 24. Ravens, 19.
Wow.
And then they're going to get absolutely drubbed by Houston. But we'll get to that next week. We'll handle that when we get there. Dom, this has been a pleasure.
Adam, this has been great. Thank you.
We're going to the game?
I mean, if you want to.
Do you want to sit in the cold?
Not really.
Me neither.
Let's just not go.
You want to hang out and watch the game?
Possibly.
Sounds like a commitment to me.
Perfect.
Is Starkey next?
No, it's Donnie.
Donnie's next! We'll talk to you Monday at 5:40. Goodbye.